When the hypocrites and accomplices to Adolf Hitler would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, well, they would just sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps, or even worse, extermination camps. When church services were over, they would find their cars peppered with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. And to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them. These professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. I'm sure most of you have heard this famous saying by Martin Niemöller. First, they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. I've heard this quote many times before, but it was just recently that I learned that this man who said this was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was learning this fact that made all the difference in the world in understanding from where this quote stemmed. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. Although we did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. In fact, we could even rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church in America. It is disgraceful what we are seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, we are hearing virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits in America. Silence. We hear church leaders, as they like to be called. Well, I don't speak out against anything political. The murder of the innocent children, political. Homosexual marriage, political. A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, political. Here we see in Niemöller, a man who did not take the time to stop the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. Prevention would have certainly been better than cure. He could not go back in time and right the wrongs. But Americans, you still can. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? See, together we can turn this destruction around. But if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you, and there and then is no one left to speak out. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries as well. Should be up in just a second here, guys. We always play our videos before the show, which tees it up for the topics and which we're going to be covering over the next four segments. So we should be up here in about just 15 seconds or so. And with that, folks, if you got a moment, please go over, check out the brand new book. It's completely and prophetically accurate as to where we're at today. Don't ask me. Go ahead and ask the people that have read the book. It's called Children of the Apostate. They are, matter of fact, we're sending out a couple more today. We thank you for the orders. You can order them on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. We got a whole load going out today. USPS says that your orders will be received within 3 to 5 days. So here we go. bbsradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I just want to get to this because this is one of those topics that I really sincerely do not enjoy talking about, and I want to tell you why. What we're going to be talking about is this, asking the question, is this the Israel that the mainstream media has been selling to you? As if to suggest that that is the Israel of God, when in fact it is not in any sense of the word. The reason I don't like hitting these topics is because most people don't understand common sense when it comes to what's right and what's wrong. And what am I talking about? Well, we have so many professed Christians out there that don't know their left hand from their right hand. They think that their favorite politician represents who Christ is because the person has called himself a Christian. And yet scripture tells us over and over and over and over and over and over again not to be deceived. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians when in fact they're not at all. So when we're going to be hitting up on this topic, Israel, do make distinction. And the reason I say that is because, again, listen carefully, and I'm probably going to have to say this a couple times, lest those that don't take the time to know the difference put words into my mouth. What does it say in Revelation 3:9? This is Jesus. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and they are not, but do lie. That's what he said. Okay, so he's saying right then and there, make distinction. And when we look at Ezekiel 44:23, he said, make distinction between that which is holy and that which is profane. What does the word profane mean? Irreverence towards the things of God. So we're to know that which is good and that which is evil. As a matter of fact, sincere religion, friends, Christianity is this. It's simple. Hate that which God hates and love that which God loves. Psalm 97 verse 10. It's not difficult. I mean, Christians should know that as Christians, we are all there to stand against injustice, that we are there to stand against all evil, that Christians are there to stand against all lies, to stand against all oppression and all of the violations that we see being committed against the weak and the poor, period. That's what we're called to do. Okay, so we're supposed to make distinction. Jesus gave us the demonstration continuously concerning what he exhibited, the sheeps and the goats, the wheats and the tares. You get the point, right? And the fact of the matter is, most people don't take the time to know the difference. Now, speaking of, again, what we're going to be talking about, is this the Israel that the mainstream media has sold you? Romans 2:28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Is that what we're seeing today? No, we're seeing an Israel sold to us by the mainstream media that is what? That is propping up an esteem for men rather than for God. Because they keep putting their pictures, they keep putting themselves in the place of where Christ belongs. Matthew 16:15 says, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Okay? So now that we got that out of the way, I want to show you something here concerning how I operate, how I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm always the guy that doesn't understand when I see a professor that's in the pulpit, why he continuously skirts around the issues that he's supposed to attack. I don't understand it. It's like, why are you dancing around the issues? And that's all you have to do is ask yourself, is this man truly converted or nay? And 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out they're not converted. Put that up against Isaiah 8:20. If they speak not according to the law and the light, their testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Okay? We're not called as Christians to dance around the issues. We're called to go right at them. I'm led by the Spirit of God to attack the issues that most people want to go ahead and overlook. Okay? And I can tell you this, folks, you can gauge as to what's going on across the country as to how politics are being played out. I'll tell you what's destroyed your country more than anything else. It's a lack of courage. And if you look at Revelation 21, verse 8, the first people that are thrown into hell are the cowards. And this is exactly what's destroying this country today. Go ahead and gauge men by the fear of man, which brings a snare. And when you gauge them by politics, you'll see who they serve. Because that which a man is afraid of, that is who he serves. What we need is the fear of God. Because when we have the fear of God, like that of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who I'm going to talk about in just a moment here, you're not going to fear the face of man. And is that true? Does that stand true concerning Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Absolutely. Isn't it interesting how men love to praise the dead saints, but when they're alive, they're opposed to them? I mean, they persecute the living Christians, and then when they're dead, what do? They turn around, and then they praise them. Isn't that what's happening in America today? Absolutely. If you look at Dietrich Bonhoeffer's biography, which, by the way, the movie's coming out tonight, it's probably going to be gutted concerning the truth of the matter. But that's why I've been watching documentaries. But if you look at the truth of the matter concerning Dietrich Bonhoeffer and what's going to be sold to you through the movie theaters, it's probably going to conflict at every given turn. We'll see. We'll see. But I can tell you the stuff that I'm going to divulge to you today is not at all what you have been told concerning the history of Adolf Hitler in any sense of the word. Hey, Christians, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the Christian soldier is proved. And to be steady on all battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point. I mean, you think of a Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a guy that had the opportunity to stay in Spain. He could have stayed in New York. He went to California. He could have stayed out of the war in Germany. He said, but how can I do so? Then I'd be standing against everything I preach as a Christian. What did the man do? He went back to Germany, and he was one of the very few that was opposing Adolf Hitler's reign. Now, I know most people don't pay attention to this, but you need to pay attention to this because you're seeing a strong parallel today in a big way. Hey, folks, the only difference between Adolf Hitler and what you're seeing today is a different mask. That's it. It's the same devil, same minions, just different masks. Nothing more, nothing less. Judge them by their fruit, John 8:44. But what I did is 2 days ago, I watched a 2-hour documentary, Hanged on a Twisted Cross, that Tim Brown promoted on the Sons of Liberty radio morning show. I watched it 2 days ago. Yesterday, I'd watched the movie, which was pretty accurate. And I'm talking about the one from 2004 that was pretty accurate to the documentary. And then last night, I watched another documentary for 30 minutes. I'm going to share that info with you in just a moment before we get to the main topic, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, We need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are, social media platforms. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, 281-845-4704, or something that's pertinent to the topic. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So, we follow the Christ. You know that, right? John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, one mediator. Acts 4:12, one name under heaven. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Follow me as I follow Christ and no further. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Excuse me. Okay, so I watched a documentary, a two-hour documentary 2 days ago, okay, on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, because this movie's coming out on Friday. It's supposed to be a big deal, right? I already knew who he was. I already did some of my homework on him. Watched several documentaries on him. Tons of Adolf Hitler documentaries. Mao Zedong. Joseph Stalin. The list goes on. Why? I don't know. It's the Lord's leading, right? Romans 8:14. And what's interesting is as I'm watching the Dietrich Bonhoeffer two-hour documentary called Hanged on a Twisted Cross, I'm noticing a lot of similarities from then as to what's going on in America today. This is what I keep trying to tell people. Why is it, I got a question, why is it that people in the present, they'll tell you they agree that those things happened in the past, but when they see the same pattern of those things that took them in the past to where they were or to where they went, concerning destruction, how is it that they don't pay attention to it in their own time to do that which prevents the coming destruction? I mean, the way that you can do that is read the book of Lamentations. That should help you. If that doesn't help you, nothing will help you. Because I'll tell you what, those are the days that I don't want to see. I can tell you that for sure. Jeremiah warned those people for years, decades. And the fact of the matter is they didn't listen until the hammer was dropped. And I'm talking about God's judgments. And when his judgments fell, friends, it was too late. You still have an opportunity to right the wrongs. That's the good news for you today, okay? But let's go back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The guy comes in, 2.38%. That's exactly what the numbers were. Those are the amount of people that supported an Adolf Hitler. Goofy-looking clown. Looked like a madman, right? Interesting to note, 2.38% of the people out of 80 million people said yes to Adolf Hitler. In other words, the country said, absolutely not. The guy's a joke, right? Well, once Hindenburg brought him in, Hindenburg didn't trust him. What happened when Adolf Hitler became the chancellor? Then he began to take power and control by killing off his political opposition, is what he did. This is what all dictators do, by the way. They bring in a new form of government. Then what did he do? Well, all of a sudden, when he got into power, he promised the people everything. He promised to make Germany great again. And once he began to fulfill his promises, guess what he did? He started to, after he gave the people what they wanted, see, the people didn't realize they were bowing down unto him, that they might serve him. And then through totalitarian system of government, he started to use what he called the brown shirts and the Gestapo, the SS, to go ahead and kill off his political opposition. Guess what he started to do? He started to create issues and crises in his country where history shows us that he was the one responsible for sending in the brown shirts to commit the crimes in the first place. But what did Adolf do? He played the problem solver. He was the one that history teaches us was creating the problem. Is that what's going on here? Yeah, we all know that. We all know that. Then guess what he did when he got in power, friends? He started to incite war against his own people, to incite his people to go to war with his political opposition. This is what you're going to be seeing up and coming. You're going to see this new administration coming in again, and they're going to start to target their opposition, guys like me. Okay? Mark my words. This is exactly what they did to Bonhoeffer and to the resistance. See, the resistance and the Bonhoeffer, they represented the laws of that republic during that particular time. Adolf Hitler didn't want anything to do with that. He wanted to overthrow the law and establish a new government. That's exactly why you have a two-party system set up in this country today. Divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, Jesus warned you. If you don't want to listen to that, okay, that's on you, not on me. Then guess what he did, friends? He started a world war. And you know what he did to his own people during that particular time? He started to come up with emergency orders, executive orders. We're hearing a lot about that too, right? They're unconstitutional in America, just like they were unconstitutional back then. Guess what happened then? Then he started to usurp the church, and he wanted the church to bow down and serve him. Sound familiar, friends? Some will say, well, that's crazy. Well, you know Bonhoeffer, you know what he did when he came back from other countries to come back into Germany to face off with Adolf Hitler? You know who he began to accuse of tolerating Adolf Hitler and his crimes? The professed evangelicals. It was the church that brought him to power. Matter of fact, it even went so far where the church back in Germany started to acknowledge Adolf Hitler as some sort of antichrist. They started to acknowledge him as the one that God had sent, the christened one. And you can rest assured, Goebbels was the one that was responsible for teeing that up throughout the churches. It got to the point where they started going into the churches, the Gestapo, and they started to take an oath, not to Jesus Christ, but to Adolf Hitler. And you know what happened? Because of the fear of man and the rise of tyranny, because it's the fear of man that gave him a green light to go ahead and do the things that he wanted to do. They were afraid to deal with him lawfully when they had the law on their side. They started to acknowledge, this came from a pastor looking at social media platforms right now, Christ has come to us through Adolf Hitler. I know people think that this is outside of common sense. Yeah, me too. I totally agree with you. But you're seeing all the same earmarks. You're seeing all the same similarities happening in this country today. If you want to watch the documentary is right to the right of this image right here. Christ has come to us through Adolf Hitler. Guess who said that, folks? The professors in the church, the overseers of the church. And why did they acknowledge him as the Christ? Because they were scared to death of what man might do to them. Does that sound familiar? I'm just curious. Anybody seeing a parallel here? Anybody saying to themselves things are getting a little weird? Oh, and yes, more and more and more and more people are saying, yes, it's getting very weird. Like this one, a picture of Donald Trump right next to Jesus Christ. And under the pictures, it says guilty under Trump and guilty under Christ. And then it says on the top, if you're not sure you can vote for a convicted criminal, remember you worship one. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, folks. You guys have all seen this. This is Ann Coulter in Trump We Trust. This is blasphemy. These are all, by the way, it's what I've always said. And I love the fact that when it rolls out and transitions through time, the Lord begins to bring to the light, which I knew was true 20 years before it comes to pass. In Trump, we trust. Are you telling me that Ann Coulter didn't get a heads up on that? You better know she did. Just like the false prophets in the church, like Mark Taylor, you know they did. They were set to deceive, folks, and it's exactly what they did. Here's another one. Do you see this? Helgard Mueller. This is a book, folks. I'm not making this up. President Donald J. Trump, the son of man, the son of Christ. Same devil, folks, different times. Same devil. Different times. Here's another one. Trump, the King Cyrus of our times. This is a Patriot Books journal. If there's anything that America should tremble at right now is this and the fact that this guy's getting away with this. And it shows you how unstable the people are that advocate and pay and promote this garbage. This is blasphemy. This goes beyond daring the justice of God, folks. This is hastening the judgment of God upon this nation. A picture of Donald Trump, unto us a son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Look at this one. This is a picture of Trump as Jesus. This is all coming from his worshipers. It's exactly what they did under the likes of any other dictatorship. Here's another one, a new low. Trump shares courtroom sketch of himself on trial next to Jesus with a smile on his face. Here's another picture of Donald Trump as Jesus Christ. No joke. I'm not creating this. I didn't make this up. I'm just showing you what his worshipers are doing. This one's quite common. It's a picture of Jesus in the White House with his hands on the back of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's right hand is touching the left hand of Christ. Here's another one for you. Anybody paying attention to what the problem is? Again, remember the conservatives of today are yesterday's liberals. They call themselves the right. You better understand the right. And the fruit that hangs on their branches is what you've been taught to believe is the left. Because if, again, the right was doing the right thing before the Lord, there would be no left in any sense of the word. Just wanted to share that with you. There's a reason I'm sharing that with you. Because these are the same people that are promoting modern day Israel. Okay? We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Can't help people like you, man.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well, then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry
to bring judgment
have been
upon
doing just
people like you and the rest of us, because people like you don't want
to
take
from tea parties
responsibility
to high
and lawfully
schools,
deal with them.
From colleges to churches, prisons, and
that's
more.
Right.
Friends,
that's right,
it has
Mega
been correctly
Maid.
Stated
exactly
that a salvation
right.
without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I've seen a couple calls come up on there. I don't know what happened there, but if you want to call back in, please do. 281-845-4704. Again, the phone lines are wide open, especially some of the people that are comparing Donald Trump to Paul now. Shame on you, big time. You're talking about a saint that was called by God. And interestingly enough, he was called by and chosen by God for the very purpose of hearing his voice and seeing him, his image, to do what? To be inspired by the Holy Ghost to write two-thirds of the New Testament, okay? You better understand what you're saying, because that's a part of the problem. And people such as yourself, you're bringing, you're hastening these judgments upon yourselves and the rest of us. It's also interesting to note to me when people try to justify what's happening here in this country, you're trying to justify what God condemns, and yet you have the audacity to call yourself a Christian. How does that make sense? I mean, if the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you, then how is it the Holy Ghost within you advocating for what God condemns? Here's a clue. It's not the Holy Ghost. Read John 3:6. Make distinction. As Calvin rightly said, when God means to judge a nation, he will give them wicked rulers. And what's sad about it is most people don't even know that we don't have rulers in this country. We don't have leaders in this country. We have one ruler. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his son. Yeah,
the Lord Jesus Christ. No king but King Jesus. Isn't that insane? What's happening here? Absolutely. I want to show you this. Donald Trump, by the way, speaking of which, I appreciate your opposition to the truth because you only confirm it. But what's interesting to note is after Gates exits AG nomination, Trump picks corrupt Pam Bondi to replace him. Anybody taking the time to see the criminal record of Pam Bondi? Because it is extensive, to say the least. Tim just did a brand new article. Don't have time to go through it. And here it comes after Gates exits AG nomination from Florida. Trump picks corrupt Pam Bondi to replace him. Of course. Well, why did they get rid of Matt Gates? I told you why. These are the players in the circus of politics. Look at who Trump is surrounding himself with, right? Matt Gates says he will not return to Congress next year. Why? Because of the sexual scandal where he was child trafficking and sex trafficking children. Matt Gates is out. His buddy's in prison. Okay? The list goes on. It's exactly what I told you. People caught on to Matt Gates, and I want to tell you why they're removing this clown in the circus of politics, because the people are doing their job. Not Matt Gates. That guy was trafficking children. Yep, he was. Oh, and he's not alone. You ready for this one? I hope you are, because you need to see this. Donald Trump just appointed none other than to his education department, a nominee resigned from education board after falsely claiming she had a degree in education. Guess who this is? This is the wife of Mr. McMahon. The head of what? The head of WWE Pro Wrestling. How many times do we need to be told there is no difference between pro wrestling and politics? You're being played. And what's worse is some of you people are so dumbing down. You're actually buying the tickets to see the next wrestling match. That's what's scary about you. Honestly, it is. Here, did you want to see the fruit of this Miss McMahon that was appointed by Donald Trump? Because there seems to be a reoccurring theme with all of them. Crime. I put that up against Psalm 12:8. Here you go. Trump Education Secretary pick Linda McMahon McMahon named in recent WWE child sex abuse lawsuit. Folks, this when this kind of information comes out like this, you got to pay attention to what's going on, because it's the Lord bringing it to the light. This is not evil men bringing this to the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. This is the mercy of God, and he demands his church at this point to keep the commandments and bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That's the purpose of the church. Right? Oh, Brad, we're just called to love each other. I know. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. You don't do that. Love is the fulfilling of the law, not an abrogation of it. My goodness, folks, how many times do these people need to be called out for who they are? Here's another one they're trying to put up. If it's not the guy, Elon Musk, who's a Satanist, that's trying to get a chip in the back of your brain so he can track you. I've got video on him talking about this now, so you can hear it from his mouth and straight from the horse's mouth. But then he's talking about this Dr. Oz guy. You guys remember the other day I showed you the picture of him? There's always this end result which always comes to the surface. Here's Mr. Oz with none other than Netanyahu. Netanyahu's being sold to the American people as if to suggest he's some hero. Yet the people, the real Jews in Israel, hate his guts because they are pointing their finger back at him as the one that was trying to what? Genocide them. We highlighted this during the pandemic. Well, speaking of Dr. Mehmet Oz, isn't that interesting? Him hanging out with Marina Abramovic, the spiritual cooker that hangs out with none other than the Clintons and every other scoundrel in Hollywood and or in politics? Anybody, again, just asking, anybody got enough common sense to see what's going on? You know where it says you know them by their fruits? Yeah, and I'm showing you their fruit. Can anybody deny the fruit? I didn't think so. Here's one more thing I want to hit before we get to the main topic. It coincides with what we're talking about concerning, is this the Israel that the media has been selling to you? Well, let me ask you, is this the Donald Trump that the media has been selling you? I thought they were attacking him. Yeah, they sure are. He's made billions of dollars off of your ignorance. And the mainstream media keeps him in front of the lens and in front of the microphones. And you think he's being attacked. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's exactly what's going on. Look at this. Donald Trump, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of COVID. And if you recall, under President Trump's leadership, we had incredible public health policies. Just talked to my son this morning. He knows someone that's very close to him that was warned not to take the shot 4 years ago. When Operation Warp Drive came out from under the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, she's now going under chemotherapy because she has an explosion of cancer in both of her breasts. Donald Trump calls it a success. Over 20 million people dead because of the experimental jabs. All the doctors that are trying to tell you the truth are being illegally censored. Was Donald Trump being censored? Nope, not at all. He was being promoted. I wish people would pay attention to that. Do you remember all of those guys that, you know, the guys on the right were going to deal with? Do you guys realize that when they lost their seat, did you know that they were given $1 million? And I'm talking millions of dollars. They were given book deals worth millions of dollars after they were defeated. They were never, the swamp was never drained. They got book deals. They were, during that time, they were just, listen, you're going to be the fall guy in the process of that. We're going to give you a book deal when we're done. And regardless of the book sells or not, the book company, because they're in cahoots with us, they're aligned with us, they're going to give you that book deal and they're going to give you $1 million in the process. Donald Trump goes on and he says, President Trump's unparalleled creation of Operation Warp Speed was one like we've never seen before. Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This is what you need to see. Natalie Boyce, her death. Sad text after a Melbourne woman died 5 weeks after Moderna vaccine COVID booster. Brand new information. Just this month. Okay. I'm sorry. July. Forgive me. Just came up. How many people are you going to just act? And I'm talking about your brothers that you're supposed to do unto them as you'd have them do unto you. How many are you going to let just die by the wayside and act as if it's not happening by standing up against what you're seeing today? It's, to me, it's astounding. Truly, it's astounding. I mean, I have so many different videos. I could be on the radio for 4 hours today just highlighting the crimes that are being committed against you right now. And yet the people are praising the individual that's responsible for it. All those political prisoners, how come nobody's talking about them? But I'll tell you what we are talking about, because you're being distracted like a bunch of sheeple and you're being corralled into a new system of government because you're not paying attention to the law that I continuously make reference to, starting with God's law and then constitutional law. What are we talking about? Well, we see this, friends. House, listen to this. House just mysteriously passes a bill that gives Donald Trump unlimited authority to target political enemies. And let me ask you, if he didn't deal with Hillary Clinton, and he didn't deal with Barack Obama, and he didn't deal with George Bush, and he didn't deal with Joe Biden, and he didn't deal with Kamala Harris, then who's his political opposition? You got it. It's going to be just like the Department of Defense, or the DHS, Department of Homeland Security said. You're the domestic terrorist. Now what are they doing? They're talking about how they're going to use the military unconstitutionally to go ahead and round up all the illegals in the United States of America. I want to remind you, the very people that are telling you they're going to use emergency orders executive orders overriding the Constitution, in other words, assuming authority that was never given to them. Now what they're going to do is they're going to go into the streets and they're going to pull all the illegals out. But remember, all the illegals in America were the ones that were allured into America by the same people now telling you that they're going to take them out. Okay? Hey, folks, we have one law, not two. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real
bad advice,
printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced.
Well, then why is he still promoting the shot?
Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to be getting right to this, folks. Is this the Israel that the media has been selling to you? I guess we could have renamed it and said, is this the Donald Trump that the mainstream media has been selling to you? Absolutely not. Put a little opposition in there. Why? Because people love an underdog. It's absolutely amazing to me. Bob, Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I really hate to keep calling all the time. I need to know how I can get a link to today's specific program. I want to print it out and take it to the movie and hand them out to everybody that's going to it.
That's all you have to do is go. Are you watching me online right now?
I am, but I can't get a link to this specific day because tomorrow it'll be tomorrow's link.
Oh, you can always go. If you look to the left of it, it says Sons of Liberty Radio Live. And when you do that, it pulls you to all the shows, Bob. Pulls up all the shows.
Okay.
If you want to send me an email, I will copy and paste and send you today's show. But in the process, when you pull it up, go to the left side where you see Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Click onto that, and it will give you all the shows.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I don't have a laptop.
Oh, okay. Email me, would you?
And that's support or?
Yep, go to the support page. I'll get it right away.
Support at Sons of Liberty Media.com?
Nope, radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Totally appreciate it. Guys, I got to hit this. This is what's going on. Global Research. Is this, now speaking of Israel, I told you to make distinction, Romans 2:28, 2:29, make distinction between good and evil. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, but you judge them by their fruit. Also go over to Revelation 3:9, because you got to remember what it tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to what? Their works, what they do, okay? So now that we're past that, I want to get to this because I want you to see this. Global Research, the real Israel. This is what it says. One of the very few good things coming out of the relentless nightmare happening in Gaza is that at long last, the Western world is getting a clear look at Israel, the real Israel. It's not the Israel of God, it's man-made Israel. It's the Zionist Israel, okay? Not the Israel that they teach you about in school, said this research. Not the only democracy in the Middle East where Jews were given safe haven after their victimization at the hands of the Nazis and managed to create a thriving society despite existing in a sea of savage enemies bent on their destruction. No, not that Israel, says the global research. No, the real one. Arguably the most racist society on earth, whose existence has depended on nonstop violence, theft, tyranny, abuse since its very inception. Why? Because it's the synagogue of Satan. That's why. Here, let me show you this. A guy just posted this, good for him. The day you realize that they're not Hebrew, not from the tribe of Judah, or any Israelite tribe, is the day that you will start to understand everything. It's man-made. It's man-made what the mainstream media is pushing. If people would just pull the curtain back just a little bit, they would understand. And how do they do that? Again, by judging them by their fruit. I'm going to show you some pictures on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If not, go out, check out the website, and upload the video. You can see us there on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Wyatt Reed said, if Russia did this, the U.S. government would be shouting it from the rooftops and readying a shipment of ICBMs. But ethno-supremacist Israel is responsible, so we only hear deafening silence. The picture is in the dark and very cold weather. It's called ethnic cleansing, and they are a bunch of men with their clothes off except their boxers, and they're all blindfolded. Okay, and then we go on. The real Israel, whose government is deliberately and methodically starving civilians to death by the tens of thousands just for being the wrong ethnicity. The real Israel, whose snipers routinely murder these people, the children, by shooting them in the head. The real Israel, whose military is so sadistic that it created an AI system to specifically target suspected fighters when they're at home with their families, and called it the AI, Where's Daddy? No joke. Because it would be killing fathers when they are at home with their children. The real Israel, says the global research, whose soldiers cannot stop posting footage of themselves mockingly dressed in the undergarments of the dead and displaced women and playing with the toys of the dead and displaced children. The real Israel, where these doctors are raped and tortured to death. Okay, I've got pictures here of the videos. I'm sorry, pictures and videos of these things that are taking place that is being completely censored and suppressed, just like I am for sharing this information with you, right? And then it goes on. The bloodshed in Gaza excludes Israel from the civilized world. Is that what's being reported? Absolutely not. The real Israel, where the majority of men do not believe acquaintance rape or spousal rape are real crimes, and where the majority do not believe the soldiers accused of raping and torturing prisoners to the point of severe injury should face criminal charges. But that doesn't apply. Folks, are you seeing the similarity of some of these things, though it be extreme over there right now, as to how they're lowering the law so they can normalize it here in America? This is what people need to pay attention to. the real Israel, whose drones have been heard playing the sounds of crying babies and screaming women in order to lure out civilians so that they can be killed. Wow. Okay. The real Israel, whose military forces target medical staff so methodically that doctors and nurses in Gaza reportedly change out their uniforms when they leave the hospital in order to avoid assassination. I mean, this is crazy. The real Israel, who hates truth so much that it has been killing historic numbers of journalists in Gaza. Are you getting this from the mainstream media? No. Then you have to ask the question, then who's driving the narrative? The people that are guilty of the crimes. Americans. I'm going to take this, as a matter of fact, when we're done here. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and I'm going to append it to the comment section of today's show. I'm trying to find another video, and I'm sure many of you guys have realized this, but do you guys remember after September 11th, four Israelis that were caught on tape rejoicing after the two towers fell? You guys all remember that? Yeah, it's out there. I'm trying to find it right now. As a matter of fact, I think I've got it. I'm going to see if I got enough time to play this for you so you can see for yourself. Okay, here you go. Okay, let's go ahead and get this going here.
That's right, Elizabeth. This is a case that took the FBI and the CIA more than 2 months to sort out, while five Israelis waited in jail.
Five, forgive me.
It began when this woman was watching the Twin Towers burning from her apartment in New Jersey. She noticed three men on top of a van, posing for pictures with the towers burning in the background.
And I could see that they were like happy, you know, they didn't look shocked to me, you know, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli. They were turned over to the FBI. Sources tell ABC News, during a check of national security databases, some of the men were listed as having had connections with Israeli intelligence. At the FBI, that set off alarm bells.
The FBI needed the answers to three important questions. Who were these men? What brought them to that parking lot on the morning of September 11th?
Anybody paying attention?
Any advance knowledge of what was going to happen that day?
The men said they were just taking pictures at the time. They said they worked for a company called Urban Moving. The FBI obtained a search warrant for the company's offices.
Two SUVs were filled up with between 9 and 12 boxes and computers.
Not long after the arrests, the offices of Urban Moving were simply abandoned.
There you have it, folks. I just wanted to highlight that because I think a lot of people understand and remember all of this. But, you know, because of the short-term memories of most people, this is how those that are in power get away with what they get away with, right? Again, going back to Adolf Hitler, he said it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. Well, it's time that we begin to think and slow our roll and question every narrative that's coming from the lying mainstream media. And I want to tell you something, folks. The ones that are promulgating and parroting the information coming from the mainstream media, nobody's doing it more than today's conservatives and the said evangelists and or pastors from the pulpits in America. And I'm telling you what, folks, if they're doing it advertently or they're doing it out of the fear of consequence, they're just, folks, they're one and the same. You need to get back, folks, to doing your own due diligence and know for yourself the truth of the matter, because you can almost rest assured what you're being told from this administration over the last how many decades in this country and from the one that's up and coming. You can rest assured they're the ones that are trying to put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. They're trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness, Isaiah 5:20. Love you by what we do. I will append this article to the show today on Rumble, even as we speak. Love you by what we do. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 3.